Danny was horrified. "Do you hate her?" "Almost as much as I love her," Ser Jorah answered. "Pray excuse me, my queen. I find I am very tired." She gave him leave to go, but as he was lifting the flap of her tent, she could not stop herself calling after him with one last question. "What did she look like, your Lady Lyness?" Ser Jorah smiled sadly. "Why, she looked a bit like you, Daenerys." He bowed low. "Sleep well, my queen." Danny shivered and pulled the lionskin tight about her. "She looked like me." It explained much that she had not truly understood. "He wants me," she realized. "He loves me as he loved her, not as a knight loves his queen, but as a man loves a woman." She tried to imagine herself in Ser Jorah's arms, kissing him, pleasuring him, letting him enter her. It was no good. When she closed her eyes, his face kept changing into Drogo's. Khal Drogo had been her sun and stars, her first, and perhaps he must be her last.